Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stories with Little Nona. This book is going to be presented to my cousin, Kara and Casey. Today, we are going to read the story of Little Bubba G by Helen Bennerin. Are you ready, Kara and Casey? Get cozy. The story of Little Bubba G. Once upon a time, there was a little boy, and his name was Little Bubba G. And his mother was called Mama G. And his father was called Papa G. And Mama G made him a beautiful little red coat and a pair of beautiful little blue trousers. And Papa G went to the bazaar and bought him a beautiful green umbrella and a lovely little pair of purple shoes with crimson solings and crimson linings. And then, wasn't little Bubba G grand? So he put on all his fine clothes and went out for a walk in the jungle. We're going on a bear hunt. And by, he met a tiger. And the tiger said to him, "Little Bubba G, I'm going to eat you up." And little Bubba G said, "Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up, and I'll give you my beautiful little red coat." So the tiger said, "Very well, I'm going to eat you this time, but you must give me your beautiful little red coat." So the tiger got poor little Bubba G's beautiful red, little red coat and went away saying, "Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle." And little Bubba G went on by and by. He met another tiger. And it said to him, "Little Bubba G, I'm going to eat you up." And little Bubba G said, "Oh, please, Mrs. Tiger, don't eat me up, and I will give you my beautiful little blue trousers." So the tiger said, "Very well, I want to eat you this time, but you must give me your beautiful little blue trousers." So the tiger got poor little Bubba G's beautiful little blue trousers and went away saying, "Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle." And little Bubba G went on by and by. He met another tiger. And it said to him, "Little Bubba G, I'm going to eat you up." And little Bubba G said, "Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up, and I will give you my beautiful little purple shoes with crimson soling and crimson linings." But the tiger said, "What use would your shoes be to me? I've got 4 feet. And you only got 2. You haven't got enough shoes for me." But little Bubba G said, "You could wear them on your ears." "So I could," said the tiger.
"That's a very good idea. Give them to me, and I won't eat you this time."
So the tiger got poor little Bubba G's beautiful little purple shoes with crimson solings and crimson linings and went away saying, "Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle." And by, little Bubba G met another tiger and it said to him, "Little Bubba G, I'm going to eat you up." And little Bubba G said, "Oh, please, Mrs. Tiger, don't eat me up, and I will give you my beautiful green umbrella." But the tiger said, "How can I carry an umbrella when I need all my paws for walking with? You could tie a knot on your tail and carry it away," said little Bubba G. "So I could," said the tiger. "Give it to me, and I won't eat you this time." So he got poor little Baba Ji's beautiful green umbrella and went away saying, "Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle!" And poor little Baba Ji went away crying because the cruel tigers has taken all his fine clothes. Presently, he heard a horrible noise that sounded like grrrr. And it got louder and louder. "Oh dear," said little Baba Ji. "There are all the tigers coming to eat me up. What should I do?" So he ran quickly to a palm tree and peeped around to see what the matter was. And there he saw all the tigers fighting and disputing which of them was the grandest. And at last, they all got so angry that they jumped up and took off the fine clothes and began to tear each other with their claws and bite each other with their teeth. Big, white, giant teeth. "Hey, wanna fight with me? Wanna fight with me?" "Oh yes, I wanna fight with you. I wanna fight with you." And they came rolling and tumbling right to the foot of the very tree where little Baba Ji was hiding. But he jumped quickly behind the umbrella and the tigers all caught hold each other's tails as raggled and scrambled, and so they found themselves in a ring around the tree. Then, when the tigers were very wee and very far away, little Baba Ji jumped up and called out, "Oh tigers, why have you taken off all your nice clothes? Don't you want them anymore?" But the tigers could only answer, "Grrr." Then little Baba Ji said, "If you want them, say so, or I'll take them away." But the tigers would not let go of each other's tails, and so they only could say, "Grrr." And the tigers were very, very, very angry, but still they would not let go of each other's tails. And they were so angry that they ran around the tree trying to eat each other up. And they ran faster and faster and faster till they were twirling and whirling around so fast that you couldn't see their legs at all. And they still ran faster and faster and faster and faster till they all just melt away. And there was nothing left but a big pool of melted butter, or ghee, as it is called in India, around the foot of the tree. Now, Papa Ji was coming home from his work with a great big brass pot in his arms. And when he saw what was left of all the tigers, he said, "Oh, what lovely melted butter. I'll take that home to Mama Ji for her to cook with." So he put it all into the great big brass pot and took it home to Mama Ji to cook with. When Mama Ji saw the melted butter, "Wasn't she pleased now?" said she. "We will all have pancakes for supper." And Mama Ji ate 27 pancakes and Papa Ji ate 55. But little Baba Ji ate 169 because he was so hungry. The end. What have I learned from this story? Just the opposite. Scripture says, if your enemies are hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. by doing those things, you will pile up burning coals on their heads. Bye, guys. Come back with little stories with little Nana soon. Bye.